It's Friday, and that means it's time for a look at what's been happening this week at the Idaho legislature. Lawmakers are halfway toward going home. The K-12 public education budget made its way through the legislature's Joint Finance Committee this week with considerable ease. Boise State political science professor Gary Moncrief tells Samantha Wright that's pretty extraordinary.
This is the 48th legislative day of a session that we can anticipate will go somewhere around 80 days. So we're clearly more than halfway done, unless something really blows up. And that's always possible.
That's always possible.
Yeah, especially given the sidebars to the Medicaid expansion potential. If there's a hang-up in the session, it's likely to be that issue, I think, at this point.
That could slow things down.
I think it could slow things down considerably. We'll see how that goes toward the end. As of yesterday, as of Thursday, in the Senate, there were 10 bills or resolutions on the second reading calendar. There were 30 on the third reading calendar. And, of course, that's when the votes are coming up on the floor, is debate and vote on the third reading calendar. And there were 7 on the 14th order calendar, and that's the floor amendment calendar, essentially. So you've got basically 47 items.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that are either about to come to the floor or are going to hit the floor within the next day or so. And of those 47 items on the Senate side, only 10 of those are House bills. In other words, they're still dealing with their own stuff a lot before it's even gone over to the House at this point. They're processing things out of their own chamber. They're coming out of the committees. They're being voted on the floor. Most of the crossover between the House and the Senate has not happened yet. That will start happening in another week or two. This is when things get interesting between the chambers, because feelings get hurt when one chamber passes something and the other chamber doesn't want to. And, of course, that can lead us to some interesting hostage taking of bills down the road. But we won't go there yet. We'll go there in a couple of weeks, probably.
So let's talk education. The K-12 public education budget was set on Monday by the Joint Finance Appropriations Committee. This is the budget committee. Heads to the House and Senate next. How did that go?
So there were 7 bills that kind of make up the K-12 package there, and that's a big chunk of the budget, obviously. Those votes were all unanimous coming out of the committee. And let's remember that we have 2 new co-chairs this year of JFAC. We don't have Sean Keough. We don't have Maxine Bell, who were there for quite a long time. We have new leaders of JFAC, and we have everybody seems to have been kind of on board on this. It's interesting, some of the quotes that you hear. Steve Baer, who's the Senate Finance Chair, said, "You have just appropriated about half of the general fund budget today." And that's true.
That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. The K-12 budget makes up about half of the general fund budget, and they did it unanimously, which I think is rather extraordinary. By the way, we should just point out here that because it's half of the general fund budget doesn't mean it's half of the total state budget. It means it's about a quarter of the total state budget, because there's a lot of the budget that isn't through the general fund. I'm picking these quotes up because they were reported by Kevin Reichert in the IdahoEdNews.org. One of the quotes was from Janie Ward Engelking, who is a Democrat on JFAC, and she said there was a lot of behind-the-scenes time. And what she means by that is, you know, yeah, we ran through these bills in one day. It was all unanimous. If you're looking at this from the outside, it might look like we're just kind of rolling over and doing this. No, they spent a lot of time with these budgets and negotiating back and forth and talking to one another. This is the stuff that we don't see. This is the stuff that the citizens of Idaho doesn't see, is that behind the scenes, nitty gritty grinding that has to go on with the budget.
Now, Governor Little has been pushing education very hard. He did it in his State of the State speech, and he's been very much behind education in the budget. How does that go with what JFAC did?
It also appears that most of Governor Little's programs in the ed budget are coming to fruition. So I think he's had a pretty nice first year there with the ed budget. Didn't get everything at this point, but there's still some time also as well.
So is there anything you've seen that's a little different this year so far in the legislative session?
It seems like the more ideologically conservative members of the House are getting their bills heard more this year than we've seen in the last 2 years. You may remember there was a little kerfuffle on the floor of the House a couple of years ago, in part because some people felt like they weren't being taken seriously or that their bills weren't being given a proper hearing. Those bills seem to be getting more of a hearing this year. They're not all going to pass. Some of them couldn't even make it out of the committees. But it seems to me there's more of those bills that are actually at least getting into the committee process, and we're hearing testimony on them.
That's Boise State political science professor Gary Moncrief. Gary and Samantha have a podcast called Legislative Breakdown. They pick apart the Idaho legislature, and this week they take a deep dive into redistricting and how redrawing the state's legislative lines affects you. You can find Legislative Breakdown in the NPR One app or at our website, boisestatepublicradio.org.